Our theme this year is going to be enlarged. So if you get that in your head, get that in your heart, write that down in your book. The theme for the year is going to be enlarged. Enlarged. When you enlarge something, you add to it. You add, when the man walked by in Shunem, and the Shunammite saw the guy, and he said to her, she said to her husband, "I perceive this is a man of God. Why don't we ask him to turn in? But let's build, let's enlarge the house to make room for him." And when you enlarge something, you add to it. Just like that family had to enlarge and build a room on the top of the house and enlarge the place where they live because others are going to come in. When you add to a building, when you add to a house, you can't just add to it. Sometimes there are things that you have to break down. There are walls sometimes that you have to push down and rebuild so that you can extend and enlarge a building, a house. When you want to enlarge your capacity, then there are certain things that you have to do. If you're a runner, you'll have to learn to train to enlarge the lung capacity that you have and build your muscles and enlarge your capacity for the race that is ahead. Paul says that life is like a race, and then he compares our spiritual race to a natural race. And he said, a natural runner will prepare for the race, and in preparing for the race, there are certain things that he will do. And then he said, but he does that to receive a crown, but the crown is made up of leaves. But you and I, in the race that we run for Christ, our crown is an incorruptible crown. It'll last forever. And he said, it appears that the natural athlete prepares better than the spiritual athlete. They do it for something that will fade away, but ours is something that will never fade away. So when you enlarge yourself, you have to enlarge your capacity through training and doing things like that. If you're going to enlarge a home and add to it, there are certain things that you have to dismantle to be able to enlarge. Are you okay? If you're going to expand something, you're going to have to expand it. Are you okay? And so the theme for us this year is going to be enlarged. And one of the things that we shared just a few Sundays back is God saying to us, well, he said that to me, and if he says this to me, I'll say it to you. Sometimes he tells me off. When he does, I'll tell you off. Hallelujah. But he said the church is confined and you have to expand the structure of the church and involve more people because the growth is confined because of what you've got. And we shared on the small groups about what God wants to do, wants us to be involved in enlarging the church by involving everyone in small groups. Are you all right? Now, this is what God shared with me. He said, if you will do that as a church, then pastoral care for people in the church and people coming into church will be done through the small groups, and it will help the church to be healthy because pastoral care now is taken care of. We're in a small setting. people's needs are met, whether it's healing or whatever they need. And many times in churches, when they grow, we assign certain people to just look after pastoral care. I think if we do what God tells us to do, are you all right? Then the things that we need to happen will naturally happen. Sometimes you can go to a church for many years and you can say, that church is very unfriendly. I've been here for a long time. And nobody... But if you belong to a small group, hallelujah, and you know the value of friendship. And many times we talk about friendship, but to be able to have friends, you yourself have to be friendly. If you're going to be involved in the life of the church, you don't have to just take, you have to give and take. Now, I said this a few times before. The church does not exist to meet your needs. And if you come to the church just to get your needs met, you're going to be very disappointed. Go find another church. Let me say this. Your needs will actually be met. But that's not the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is to glorify Christ and make Him known. And in doing that, every need shall be met according to His riches in glory. And if we do it, then every need that you have is going to be met, because that's the God that we have. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. If you seek for me, you will find me. If you seek for me with all of your hearts. Hallelujah. Now, many times we look for answers in life. And we can find that in the scriptures. We find that in God. God ultimately is the answer. But God is not primarily the answer. God is our God. You understand what I'm trying to say? But ultimately, He answers the human heart, the cry of the human heart. You will never rest until you come home to God. You didn't create yourself. Your grandparents didn't create you. You were created by God in the image of God. And only when you allow God to reside in your life will you find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. God has created us to be unsatisfied. We should never be satisfied. We should always be striving for more, because there is more in God. But if you don't know God, your striving will go on and on until you find Him. Hallelujah. Are you okay? Say amen. Amen. So our theme for this year is going to be enlarged. I've given the movement, the Assemblies of God in New Zealand, a theme for this year is to stretch forth. Our theme for our church is to enlarge. Hallelujah. And you can't be enlarged without being uncomfortable. Are you okay? Say amen. So if you have a look at Isaiah 54, that will be a key scripture for us this year. And it says, sing. I want to sing a new song. Shout it out louder than before. Let the whole earth sing. Let the whole earth sing. It's a song of praise. It's a song of all of the redeemed. It says, sing, O barren. You who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate, the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge. Now, the enlargement of this particular scripture, we could go into the history of that, but we will not. We'll just talk about what the scripture is saying to us right now and what it's laid down for enlargement. To begin the enlargement, the prophet said, sing. So when we sang that song this morning, I want to sing a new song. I just sent that early this morning, I think it was, or late last night, to the team. I said, I want this song sung. And they did. Karina sang. Barbara sang. The fella up there before he preached. But the enlargement began. Are you all right? The enlargement begins with a song. And it's telling a barren woman. Now, when it says barren, it's not just women that are barren. Men can be barren. Because men carry the seed of a family. All right? And people many times blame the woman for not having children. A lot of times it's not the woman's fault, it's the man's fault. It could be a problem with both. So if a man is barren and a woman is barren, what should they do? Sing. It's telling a barren person, a person that seems to be living in a dry place, in a dry desert, he said, sing. And if you're going to enlarge, you began with a spirit of worship and joy where you sing unto the Lord a new song. And as you sing, God will birth prophetic songs in your own spirit that you begin to declare. Hallelujah. Now, there is a prophetic creative power in the song. It's just that we don't know it. But if you study that in the scriptures, you're going to discover something amazing, that just about every time God births something new that is significant, he births it with a song. And when we find that song, when we have that spirit to be able to sing and rejoice when everything's going well. Rejoice in the Lord always. That means when things are barren, you rejoice. When things are not going well, you rejoice. When things are going well, you rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And when you have that spirit, that even amidst the circumstances, you begin to rejoice, then God is going to expand, create, hallelujah, things in your life and in the lives of others that will produce something magnificent that will begin to enlarge your capacity for more of God. Why is that? Because if you're honest with yourself, all of us have barren areas in our lives. You're not all together. You're all together in Christ, but you're not. We're all striving, we live by faith and struggling along. Are you okay? But every one of us have some area in our lives that we need to sing over. The Bible says about God, he rejoices over us with singing. So God sings over us, and there are areas in our lives that we need to sing over, because there are barren areas that need to be fruitful. And even though they are barren, if you will allow God to sing over it, you know what God says? I'll break open the barren heights and cause rivers to flow in the desert. Hallelujah. Now, have you ever noticed that singing is a language that makes everybody can speak it. Everyone can speak that language. You can sing in Korean, you can sing in Chinese, you can sing in Samoan, or you can sing, I want to sing a new song. Hello? But as you sing, there is a creative power of God that is released in and through your life. Hallelujah. When Job was annoyed with his friends, and I hope I don't find them in the church, and he said, you're miserable counselors. You come to comfort me and you put burdens on me. And then God said to Job, stand up. Now answer me. Were you there when I created the world? When the morning star sang. So there was a song with creation. When the morning star sang and the sons of God shouted for, talk to me, talk to me. I'm not just, all right, talk to me. When the morning star sang and the sons of God shouted for joy. So even in the creation of the universe, it was created with a song. And there is a creative power, a delivering grace that comes into our lives and into the lives of what we do in the barren areas of our lives, where God will break open the barren heights and allow rivers to flow that you and I may drink. Hallelujah. When they came through the wilderness, a cloud in the front and the rock at the back. That rock followed them. That rock was called Christ. And out of that rock, rivers will flow. And even the rocky, hard places of your life will begin to flow with new life. And you are able to drink because you got this thing about singing. Sing, you barren. When things go wrong, sing. Hallelujah. So here is Paul and Silas, and they are not in a worship service at 127 Springvale Road. So everything about their situation was bad. They were beaten, they were bound with chains, and they were thrown in Paremoremo. And in that place where they were beaten, bound, and at midnight, it's the darkest hour of the day. Midnight hour. Paul said to Silas, hey, what's that song that Pastor Eli sang that Sunday morning? They said, I want to sing a new song. Sing that one. So they sang. They sang and it was, and you can imagine the other prisoners, what is going on? Are they nuts? And then they finished that song, I want to sing a new song. And then Paul said, what was the other one? Jehovah is your... And when they sang that, Jehovah heard from heaven. And Jehovah began to tap his footstool. He forgot that the earth was his footstool. And he began to tap his foot and the whole thing... I mean, the thing is about broken up. And he probably said to the angelic, silence! What for? I can hear somebody singing. But you're always singing about you. And he said, oh, no. They sing to me on Sunday. this is not Sunday. And they sing to me in church. And they complain the rest of the week. This is not a church. They are singing. They are singing from a jail. And they are singing with chains and bleeding backs. And they are singing. And when they sang, God said, there's something wrong with the song. And Gabriel said, Father, what do you mean there's something wrong with the song? He said, there's no bass. So God sang bass in the earthquake. And when God sang bass, everything shook. The chains came off. And the future pastor of the church, the future pastor of the church was going to commit suicide. And the singer said, don't worry. Don't do that. We are all here. He said, what shall we do? What shall I do to be saved? Here is the guy that rules the whole complex asking because somebody sang in the middle of the night. So a church was born. So when Paul was trying to navigate his way, trying to find the mind of God, wanted to go to Asia, wanted to go here, and God said, no, 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 no. And in the middle of the night, he saw a man from Macedonia. And the man called out, come over to Macedonia and help us. When Paul arrived in Macedonia, it wasn't a man. It was a woman named Lydia. So probably confused, where's the man? But when he went to jail, he found the man that called out to him in the middle of the night, come over to Macedonia and help us. Are you okay? Well, the amazing thing is that church in Philippi, that was the, you know, that church that gave Paul that offering, that Paul said, you gave me an offering, sweet smelling savor. You know, who gave the offering? It was probably, if that man was still alive, he would be the one, Lydia would be the other, and the demon-possessed girl where Paul cast out a demon of divination, they were all part of that church. They sent Paul an offering, and Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you all right? That was the first church. The Philippian church is the first church outside of the land of Palestine. Before that, the church was just confined to that little particular area. But when somebody sang, the church was pushed out into Europe. The first church in Europe was Philippi, and it was born in the middle of the night with a song. Was born with a song. And any enlargement in God almost always comes accompanied with a song. Now, if you trace the history of the church, every new thing God does comes with a song. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great Redeemer's. Do you know the song, or am I the old one here? But just about every facet of history has its own song. Why? Because God keeps expanding And God keeps expanding with song. Now, some songs are evergreen. And they can be sung by all generations, but they're sung with a different spirit. A spirit of that particular generation. How great thou art. How great thou art. Now, you can sing that song when you're 90, when you're 59, 49, 29, 19, and 9. But it seems to have value in just about every generation. The point is, everything God does that is new is birthed always with a new song. And many times, even today, the rapidity, now, is that a right word? The songs are being born so in so quick succession. Because God is doing different things, new things all over the planet. But it always comes with this song. When Jesus was born and his mother went over the hills to see this hillbilly prophet named Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, who had a problem now because now she's old and she's carrying a child and hiding herself for 6 months, and yet turns up a virgin, you know, that's now also got a problem. She's pregnant, but she's still a virgin. When they met each other, the babies recognized each other in the womb. They're cousins, but they were filled with the Spirit inside the womb. You think it's fantastic today? I want you to know there's coming a generation where the babies in the womb will be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And then Mary sang a song. He lifts the lowly. He's done great things for me. I will sing, praising evermore. But there's a birthing with a song. The ode of Hannah, when Samuel was coming out, is an amazing thing. But you see this grace where enlargement comes with a song. Now, when you enlarge your capacity, you know, the funny thing is, they say in researchers that the singers, those that sing, live longer than those that don't. And then you say, God is so wise. You know what he said? Sing to the Lord a new song. And he's telling everybody to sing. And when we learn to do that, there's a health that comes. There's an enlargement of capacity that comes. You know what Paul said? Let the word of God dwell in you richly, singing and making melody. Hallelujah. So for the word to enlarge you, for the word to dwell in you richly, it comes with a singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. So there is an enlargement of personal capacity, a depth in the things of God when we learn to sing. Some people said, well, I can't sing. Everyone can sing. Don't ever insult God by saying you can't sing. That's saying to God, you didn't make me right. You may sing as a prison, as a prisoner, you know, behind bars and the key is thrown away. Some people sing behind bars and the key is not even there. It's thrown away. I have to explain it to you because you don't understand my humor. They sing behind bars and the key is thrown away. There's no key in the song and they sing without any bars. They sing behind bars and no key. His name is Pastor Gary Stevens. But guess what? God loves it. He tells us to sing. And you may not think that you can, but God loves it. Why? There is something that will happen in your heart when you begin to lift your voice to the Lord. Can you imagine what the devil was thinking when Paul and Silas were thrown here? And then they heard, and then he heard in the what is that? Are you all right? So if you're going to be enlarged as a church, as an individual, if you're going to have the barren heights of your life be broken open by God and rivers of God flowing in the deserted places of your life, sing. I had an auntie who was paralyzed. And she died that way. And she could not talk. You know, you talk to her, she can't talk. She'll look at you, smile. And she was my dad's youngest sister. Very brilliant woman. Very capable leader, but she had a stroke and she was confined to bed. Now, there were two things about her that were so phenomenal. Every time we have family worship, she sings the loudest. And after the song, can't talk, but she would sing. And every time, you know, she will sing. The other thing that about her was her face shone. Just, you know, it's just a shining, beautiful face. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and shine. The word there is cry. The word is shine. Now you can. Hello. And there's something glowing about a song. Somebody sings a song. Hallelujah. Now, I'll give you two more scriptures and then we can have a cup of tea. But if we're going to enlarge the capacity of our church, everyone should, as much as you know how, get into a small group. Because from there, we talk about our values. And let me share them again with you. Missions, worship, fellowship, giving, prophetic, healing, leadership, and scripture. You know, all those values can be discovered, lived out, encased, and compassed in a small group. Are you all right? Have a look at Psalm 42. Hallelujah. Is this okay? Psalm 42, verse 8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Right now. He commands his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. At night, at your midnight hour, the midnight hour of your need, whatever you're going through, the song of the Lord shall be with you. Now, I don't know if this happens to everybody. At least I haven't found a scripture for it. How many of you many times wake up in the morning with a song? Have you ever wondered, where did it come from? His song shall be with you. Tears endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. But the midnight hour, he commands his loving kindness in the daytime. But at night, his song shall be with you. The devil may try to destroy you, but his song will be with you. Hallelujah. Psalms 32. Verse 7. You are my hiding place, my strong tower. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. You're my hiding place. You shall preserve me. He didn't say you won't have trouble, but said in that and from that, he'll preserve you. And then he said, I will surround you. He surrounds me with songs of deliverance. You don't have to be bound. He's your hiding place. I hide in thee, my rock, when surges roll. Thy name brings peace, O lover of my soul. He's your hiding place. You can hide in him when searchers roll. Thy name brings peace, lover of my soul. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Maybe you're here and you need to sing over some of the barrenness in your own life. Or maybe you were here and you've asked God for certain things, but it doesn't seem to, the promise doesn't seem to come. You know, hope deferred makes the heart unwell. But when you begin to sing, even in the midst of barrenness, in your midnight hour. God will make right His word. His song will be with you, and He'll surround you with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah.